This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 20th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 13. It says there, "My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and they have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water." End of quote. The people of God defied God's good counsel and words. They refused to repent and turn from their dishonorable way of life. You see, God sent prophets after prophets and called them to change their heart and repent of their wrongdoings. However, they refused again and again. God's warning was clearly understandable. The time allowed for repentance would soon end. They would be left to God's severe judgments. Then it will be late to call upon Him for deliverance. You see, their hardened, rebellious, and disobedient heart eventually resulted in their captivity in a foreign country called, in a city called Babylon. They became slaves to their Babylonian masters. They were sad, and the Bible describes their condition in the book of Psalm 137. It says there, "Alongside Babylon's rivers, we sat on the banks. We cried and cried, remembering the good old days in Zion. Alongside the quickening aspens, we stacked our unplayed harps." That's where our captors demanded songs, sarcastically and mocking. "Sing us a happy Zion song." What a pathetic condition of sorrow and ridicule, because the people did not listen to the warnings of the loving God. The real joy was disappeared from their life. Beloved, God says in our insight, He says, "My people have committed two sins. First, they have forsaken me." You see, God is compared to the spring of living water. Instead of drinking from the spring of living water, people have dug their own cisterns. However, the cisterns they dug were broken ones that cannot even hold water. You see, God speaking loudly to people these days through the worldwide epidemic called COVID-19, extreme disaster. Listen, it is not just in one or a few countries. The whole world now is under its grip. And hundreds and thousands of people are dying every day with this horrible virus. Every day, as a bank credit officer, I'm getting numerous requests for help because the businesses are closed. Government says to people to close the business and stay home. Have we ever seen such a worldwide incident in history? You see, people did not have time for God. They put God out of their schools and colleges. The nations in recent years passed laws that were directly against God's revealed law in the Bible. They thought they can make their cisterns by keeping God in a distance. This is the reason why we are faced with this difficulty and scary day all over the world. However, remember, God is love and He loves you. He does not want anyone to perish, but He wants all to come to repentance of their sinful ways. Many countries in recent years, as I said before, passed many laws that are directly against God's law. You see, man cannot break God's eternal laws and live in peace. Now people are in fear. But God says, if you come to Him, there is no need to be afraid. However, if a man does not repent and come to Him, and accept the forgiveness of sins graciously God provides through His Son, Jesus Christ, they have all the reasons to be worried and more afraid. You see, during our confusion, God calls you to come to His Son and the Savior of the whole world, Jesus Christ. He can offer you great things the world would ever offer you, my friend. He has plans for your life. You must not perish, but you must live on God's You must live on for God's praise and glory. Do not reject the loving God out of your schedule honor God and worship Him. Do not try to make your own concerns anymore. You will be far better off with the love, care, and blessings of God, because He is the spring of living water. When you dig your own cisterns, by forsaking and rejecting God, those cisterns would not and cannot hold water for you. Jesus was filled with love and compassion when He said these words. Listen, He said, "You who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing." End of quote. Matthew 23:37. He says, if you come to Him, it does not matter what you did in the past. He will forgive you. He will cleanse you. He will save you. And He will give you eternal life. And He will gather you again like a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. In Him, in Jesus, is the true love and protection. His divine and sinless blood cover all of your mistakes. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know I was busy digging my own cisterns. I did not have time for you. Yet you are the spring of living water that I abandoned in my foolish ideas and thoughts. I now turn to you in repentance. I need you and your help. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. The blood of Christ can make me whole again. Please forgive me and save me today. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you.